Hey everybody, this is Nisha Fellis out of Dallas, Texas, USA, and I have my wonderful friend who I call Irish Radiance, Aoife McIntyre, who hails from, she's actually from Ireland, but she resides in the UK, and she is a an emotional eating disorder nurse. Hello, Aoife.
Hi, Nisha. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Let me tell you, we are on a roll with these interviews, and I am so excited to be sharing some tips and information with you. I'm just excited about everything you've been doing and the progress with all the different postings that you're putting up on your website and your Facebook. So would you like to introduce our theme for the day, what we're going to be talking about today?
Definitely. I want to really put out there, and this is going to really affect a lot of people and start something in someone now, that our theme for today is rebirth, and rebirth is the process of reincarnation or to be born again. That's really happened to me, and I need to share this with the people, and it's not about consumership or consumerism. It is about getting the message across that everybody's going to be okay and everything's going to be fine.
Gosh, I love that. Thank you for saying that. And we decided to do this interview because we are 1 week after Easter, and basically Easter is all about birth, and I'm going to kind of echo what you just said, Aoife. Having a sense of rebirth, of balance in our lives is very important, and a sense of forgiveness. So I'll just go ahead and start out by saying I have suffered quite a bit with my physique, my body. I developed a tumor. In 2003, I was diagnosed with a large tumor. And I, at the time, made the decision not to operate, and that kind of was very detrimental to my health. I carried this tumor for 7 years, and it grew and grew and grew. And I tried everything, Aoife. I tried, you know, becoming a vegan. I tried raw foods. I tried, you know, vegetarianism. And to be honest with you, it just, the overwhelming sense of guilt and shame and sadness took over my spirit. And having said that, I kind of went the opposite end of nutrition and fitness, and I ended up becoming anorexic. Mm-hmm. So just briefly, I stopped eating, and it really wasn't because I was worried about gaining weight. It was more I was worried about that tumor that I was trying to control. All right, so, you know, how do you go from having an eating disorder to being a person who's perfectly healthy?
Okay, well, what I do is, what I try to do is I try to listen to what people are saying and respond to that. So it's all about being patient, letting someone talk. So like you said there, as you were talking, I was thinking, and I was thinking of what my response is to what you were saying. So first of all, I wanted to say that it's extremely hard and brave of somebody to admit their faults and to say, yeah, I failed. I tried this. I tried that. It didn't work. It made me worse. It's extremely important to say that I don't know everything. If you don't know everything, nobody does. We are real people just trying to help other people. We're not saints and we're not businesses. We're not trying to be perfect. We're just trying to be persistent to help others. So first of all, it's amazing that you're able to admit that you had a problem in the first place. Secondly, I want to say that in all of this, a lot of the time people feel like failures, and I want to tell them that they're not failures. The reason that they keep going is because they're trying to find an answer, and they should just keep going because they will get there in the end. As long as they're choosing health and they're not choosing negativity and they're choosing positivity, they will get there in the end. So, and then the third thing that you said, because I always do things in threes, you'll start to notice this in a while, that the third point I have is that what you're stating and why I connect with you, Nisha, is because you have just told me in this call that, yes, you had an eating disorder. And this is what I'm trying to do. I am only trying to promote eating disorder awareness. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to make money. I want anything that does come of this to go back into eating disorder awareness. And that's why I'm doing this for free. And this is why I'm doing it through my voice, because this is how I communicate with people. I'm no good at writing. I can't spell. I make mistakes. Everybody knows this. Everybody sees that. And they laugh at me, and I don't mind that. So I want to be able to communicate with people to the way I know, which is through my voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, and for myself, it was really difficult going from a person who suffered with anorexia and then additional, you know, the tumor and guilt and sadness and anger and all that, is I had to develop a spiritual sense of awareness And I just had to reach in my heart and I had to forgive myself. I had to say, you know, there's no one outside of me judging me, telling me that I'm a bad person for having starved my body. And I had to realize that I am the fully responsible person. Mm-hmm. So if I felt anybody is guilty, I was being the judge, mm-hmm. you know. And if I realized that as much as I could judge myself, I could also forgive myself. Mm-hmm. And so I learned a lot of that along the way. But especially, you know, Jennifer Nicole is a good friend of ours. And that's actually how we met, was through her. Is her Mind, Body, and Soul diet book. Just a lot of the different things. I won't actually specifically say anything out of the book, but I will tell you that that book emotionally healed me. It made me realize that I can be my own mother figure, and I could actually nurture the child which is inside of me. And I believe that. I believe everyone has a young boy or a young girl that's inside of them, or vice versa, a young girl or a young boy. And when we become responsible for our own healing, we don't have to let the world know we're doing. It's a silent process. You know, for me, drawing on a sheet of paper with a marker and all the things that have hurt me spiritually or mentally in my life, I draw about it like I cartoon it. And I forgive myself for that person or that situation. So mm-hmm. that's been powerful. Yeah. And then finally, and living.
Yeah. Sorry, mm-hmm. No, you go ahead.
Just kind of detoxing. I went away to a spiritual awareness center, and they had us write down all of the things that hurt us emotionally on a piece of paper. And the best thing was we got to burn them. Mm-hmm. It was so spiritually releasing to write down about somebody that had hurt me in my past. And then I wrote it down on a piece of paper, something I've been struggling with for all of my adult life. And then I set that piece of paper in a fireplace with fire. And once I saw that disintegrate, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
There's no words. So that's kind of a tool, something that someone can do. What have you learned in the industry? What have you seen that helps people?
Yeah. So like I said, again, back to doing things in threes, I've written down three things that you said that really stand out to me there. First of all, I want to talk about negative thoughts and how these are the things that are going to hurt us. Like from my work with people with anorexia, I've seen the negativity and I'm always trying to look for the person inside all of that and push them towards positivity and tell them that, okay, they're not perfect. They have good and bad in them, but if they choose good over bad, then they're going to be okay. And then the second thing I want to say is forgiveness. You're dead, right? It's about detoxing yourself. And it's about, I mean, during the World Conference, we did this with Jennifer at the very start. The first thing that we did ever, the first thing we've always done in the World Conference is to do relaxing and meditation. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer guides us in this way. And she told all of us to let go of whatever it is inside you that is causing you grief and is causing you pain. Mm-hmm. So I've let go of my self-hatred. And I have a picture of this on my website. I've let go of my self-hatred, and I find this time to be radiant now and to have this light to show people that there's good things out there. And if all I do is make someone laugh, that's all I want. So then my third point, what mm-hmm. I wanted to say was that the most important thing in all of this is that I don't have the answers. I'll be very, very slowly letting go of a few messages and posting a few things. And it's important for the people who are listening to this to be aware that I've sent them messages, and when they feel ready to tell me that they're ready to talk about what they have, and they don't, I am a nurse, I'm going to make sure that confidentiality is important in all of this, no matter what. If they want to say their name, that's fine. If they don't, that's also fine. As long as they have something positive to say and not negative, and they're not doing it out of negative thoughts and selfishness, well, then I will promote them. So I want everybody to be aware of this, and I want everybody out there to listen up to this. So,
Nisa, I
wanted to keep this podcast very short, and I do actually want to end it on this note, if you don't mind, Nisa, that this is the first start of my rebirth, and this is the first start of me mm-hmm. sending out these messages. So I am big into meanings, and a lot of people know that. I was told by someone to find meaning in my name, and I'm asking them to go find the whiteness and the magic in their name right now, and then respond to me. And I'm sure that they already have. And then that's all I'm going to say to Danny, so if you don't mind.
Wonderful. No, that sounds wonderful. And so how could someone go about doing that exactly?
Finding me.
Like if I were... Mm-hmm. So, for example, I'm one of your, one of the people that has caught on to this message to find meaning in my name. How would I go about doing that?
So, just look it up. See what your name means. And, you know what I mean? I was told this, and I was given a gift by this person, and I have a gift of healing. I've always had it. And I've had a gift of observation and knowing that people mean things and that it's people I want to promote and not products. So, anyone out there who's been a bit confused by even... you know, what me and you are connected with, Nisa, I want to make sure that there is a message in all of this, and I will carry the message for everybody if that's what I have to do.
That's wonderful. And the meaning of your name is?
It's radiance. It means light.
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to add
that's
there
exactly
that,
what I believe you are. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. No, that's what I was going to say. As in, when I found out exactly what I mean to people, I was able to give this back to them. And I've been doing this in the last few days. And people are going to be really confused with a few things that I've been doing. But the reason that I've been doing it is because I've always believed, I'm a mental health nurse, there is meaning in madness. You don't look at someone with a mental health disorder and only see the illness. You need to see the person. So
that's,
I'm just going to end on that, Nisa, if you don't mind.
That's wonderful. It sounds great. Yes, I found out that my name means little brownie.
I love
my
that.
Name is actually,
yes, and my name is actually Finnish. I know that for a fact. So I guess that's a wonderful tip for our readers is to,
we have the power of the internet now, but look at the meaning of your name and find and draw strength upon that. I am married to a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, and his name is Mark, and his actual name means warrior. So it's so powerful how our parents give us our name, and there may be some kind of a connection between our actual purpose in life, the meaning of our name, whether our parents knew it or not.
Definitely. And I think, Nisa, what you just said there is going to register with a lot of my followers. And that's just, I'm telling you guys, we did not set this up. This is completely coincidental that you mentioned your husband and what his name means. So I'll just let that go.
Yes. Well, this is a wonderful interview. I'm so excited, as always, to talk to you, Aoife. Thank you for your tips of wisdom. You know, I'm sure there are so many people that struggle from emotional eating, whether it be on the lighter end of the scale, maybe overeating, maybe when no one's looking in the middle of the night, pacifying any fears or any anger or self-doubt, and then all the way to the extremity of that circumstance. You know, we just want to say that we're here to provide hope and to let you know that emotional eating is, you know, we want to tame that. We want to maintain a healthy state of balance. And for me personally, renewing myself every day, it's my mind. If I don't, you know, if I'm not satisfied or if I am satisfied with my circumstances, you know, the best thing I can control is my mind. And even if it's just a few minutes of positivity, and when I wake up, I put my feet on the floor and I say thank you. Thank you to my spiritual guide. Thank you to the universe that I woke up and I have a pulse and I'm breathing. You know, if nothing else goes right the rest of the day, I'm not concerned as long as I'm grateful. And just throughout the day, I kind of hone back into that moment and say, okay, you know, what good is going on today? So, you know, are there any last thoughts, Aoife, that you want to say?
Yeah, I'll give my last three thoughts on those things is that, you know, what you said there, it's about you just said thank you. That's about being grateful. Being grateful and ask them for help, first of all, and then being grateful for the help that you're given and actually listening to the message someone is trying to tell you. Then the second thing is that you said that you're alive, Nisa. And then the third thing I'm going to say is that you're not dying and you're not dieting either anymore.
That's amazing. That's a wonderful way to end our call. I'm so excited, Aoife. Let's go ahead and say goodbye to everybody. This is Nisa Salas with NisaSalasFitness.com. I'm several places on the internet. I'm on Facebook. Look me up. You can also email me at NisaSalasFitness@gmail.com. That's N as in Nancy, I, S as in Sam, A. S as in Sam, A, L as in look, A, S as in Sam, fitness@gmail.com. And Aoife,
Yes. Well, I will say, Nisa, is that yesterday I started a game with a couple of people, and this whole thing is a game. It's just because I like to laugh, and I wanted to do this through positivity. So I'm actually not going to mention who I am and where I'm from, because people who really are interested are going to find me.
Oh, I love it. Sounds great. Well,
it's a bit mad, but I told you. I find meaning in madness.
You are so much fun. Well, this is Nisa Sauce and Aoife McIntyre signing out, and we'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Nisa, for doing this. Bye-bye.